Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I'm very happy to sit with you in meditation. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start soon. So please take your seat and get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. Kneeling is also totally fine, or in a chair on the sofa, wherever it is that you like to sit, in some way that enables you to sit upright. And as you get settled, I want to share a few thoughts before we sit about the two key aspects of our meditation practice and how important each one is and how you already know how to do both. So don't worry, I'm not going to spring anything new on you. So you may have heard meditation referred to as mindfulness meditation or mindfulness practice. That is entirely accurate. When we meditate, we place our mind on an object of our choosing, just something other than our thoughts. That's all meditation is, by the way, is choosing another object of attention besides your thoughts. And in some meditations, that object is a mantra, something you chant audibly or semi-audibly or silently. In some meditations, that object is something you look at or envision within yourself. And in our practice, as you know or will know momentarily, that something is your breath. It's just very simple. You're already doing it. There's no need to get any new equipment or anything like that. So that we just practice. And if this is your first time practicing, I'll give full instruction in a moment. We let our mind rest on the breath. And when it strays, we just come back. And in our practice, anything that is not breath is considered thinking. So we let go of it and come back to this single solitary object called the breath. And we place our mind on it over and over again. And this is called mindfulness. It's very precise. It's very one-pointed. You learn or relearn how to focus, which is increasingly difficult in this world of an astonishing array of inputs, it seems, every moment. So mindfulness meditation, that is accurate. However, it is only 50% accurate because there's a whole nother aspect. Is another a word? I hope it is. There's a whole nother aspect to our practice, which is called awareness. Because somehow from this one-pointed gesture repeated over and over again, breath, 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 you may have already noticed, or you will notice, I pretty much promise, that your awareness expands. You notice things you had not noticed before. You have insights, big or small, more than you might have had prior to becoming a meditator. Your sense perceptions become more vivid. We actually become more sensitive and feeling and attuned to what's going on around us and within us. That's called awareness. Our awareness expands. And somehow that is connected to the precision of mindfulness. These are inseparable. The more we practice mindfulness, the greater our awareness grows. Don't take my word for that, please, or anything. Check it against your own experience. And I also want to mention, and then we'll practice mindfulness and awareness. Mindfulness, I find, is something that you can work on. You can be like, I'm going to be more mindful. When I practice, I'm really going to give it my all to let my attention rest on the breath. And when it strays, not to get upset with myself, but just go, okay, notice that, come back. You can study mindfulness. You can intend to be more mindful. As mentioned, you can work at mindfulness, and that's a good thing to do. Now, interestingly, I have found you cannot work on awareness in the same way. You can't intend to be more aware. You can't, you know, plan to be more aware, because awareness is something that just happens. And what makes it happen more frequently or more meaningfully when we relax, when we stop working, stop trying. Awareness is like, oh, finally. Ah, awareness expands when we stop trying to crowd our minds and our lives and our days with work. Awareness is something we receive. Mindfulness is something we can give, to play out the metaphor, but awareness is something that it's like a gift that we can receive when we make room for it. So even though I may not know you, I know this about you. What you want more than anything, what you value above everything, is love, true wisdom, clarity, insight, creativity, innovation. These are the things that tend to drive us most genuinely. And these things all have one thing in common. Don't take my word for this. This is my opinion. They are all things that we receive. They're not things we can go up and get or crank up. No one can get up and go, today I will get love. I fully intend to. I've studied it. I have a plan. It just doesn't work that way. And it's the same with true wisdom. It just arises. I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that some of the world's greatest discoveries have happened to people who are sleeping or showering or just taking a walk, doing something else. Because when we make space, things of great beauty can arise. Great truth, in any case. So this quality of receptivity, making space, is very underrated. And it's a superpower. And it comes from the cessation of effort rather than the redoubling of effort. So how do you relax your mind such that awareness feels invited to expand? We're fixing to do it right now. It's called the practice of meditation. Just going to rest our minds. It doesn't mean our minds fall asleep. Doesn't mean our minds are peaceful. It just means we stop trying to grasp things with our mind, even meditation. Because you may have heard me say this before, and I'm going to say it again, because I like saying it, because I think it's really important and helpful. The meditation technique, mindfulness of body, mindfulness of breath, mindfulness of mind, that's not the actual practice. The technique is not the practice. The technique sets up the practice, which is you being you. It's not you being a perfect meditator or a perfect anything. It's just you being you, relaxing with yourself as you are. That's the actual practice. And this ancient technique, very detailed, very specific, sets up that deeper practice of you being you and me being me. So let's do that. So you could begin your practice by forgetting whatever it is I just said. No need to think about it right now, or ever if you don't want to. Just let go. And in addition, is there something that you are holding on to right now, small or big, that you can just let go of for right now? You can pick it up again after we sit. But for now, what can you let go of? Establish your posture. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. Sit up straight, but not like you're trying to look like a really good meditator, which I'm sure you are already, but rather as a proclamation of your beauty. Let the belly soften. And let the shoulders relax. There's nothing to lift or carry or tote right now. So you could even feel a little coolness between the shoulder blades, like a weight had been lifted off. The mouth is closed. The lips and teeth can be slightly parted. The breath is natural in and out through the nose, meaning you already are an expert at breathing, so just keep doing that, please. And the eyes are open. And the gaze is soft and cast down to a comfortable spot in front. And one of the reasons we sit with our eyes open is to enhance this quality of awareness of where we are, who we are, and what's happening right now. Much easier when our eyes are open. At the same time, you're just sitting there doing nothing, so no big deal. Now, please let your attention come to rest on the breath. And what that means is we just tune into the feeling of the body breathing rather than stepping away to notice the breath. Feel it. Feel the inhale, the exhale, and then again. Let your mind be as it is. Thoughts will continue to arise, of course. The percentage of thoughts that are permanent, that come but do not go, is zero. They all come and go. So just let that happen. And the way to hold our mind here is we don't try to shoo thoughts away and we don't follow them. It's just something that's happening, a kind of ambient presence. But the focus is breath. So let your mind rest on the breath. The breath can carry you. And if you get distracted by thought completely, not one thought or two thoughts, but you space out. No problem. Notice that you're thinking. Let go. That's the fun part. Just let go. Doesn't matter what the content is right now. Gently come back and begin again, feeling the body breathe and allowing the mind to simply rest in the middle of it all. So we'll sit together in silence for a little while until you hear the bell. Thank you so much for your practice. It really matters. Thank you for practicing with me. And thank you for practicing together. The Open Heart Project is a wonderful creation that we have made together. And I'm grateful to you for it. See you next week.